Thursday Thunder, the 9th of March, 2023. Kimmo.
Adrian, I see you've got all the notes. I'm just for the ride.
You're just here for the ride. Okay. I figured I want to take the reins for today and see how we go. Right. First off, how's the week been?
There's always, it's always something going on.
Yes, yes. Especially the last few months.
That's what I found in business. Like, there's never a time where you're just going, yeah, I'm just cruising along nicely here. Yep. No, there's always some shit going on. Something breaks. Something needs replacing. We've got a lot going on. So at the gym, as you know, like as we speak today, we're having a full security and camera system upgrade.
Yes, we are.
Is good because the system's about 7 years old. So technology-wise, it was a little bit...
Yeah, it was
a little bit behind.
Getting a little bit obsolete, so we needed that sort of thing. We're also getting the glass refitted.
Yeah, that's just about... We've new decals on the glass. Yeah. So we're just going to have window frosting basically put over the middle of the glass. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's going to give us more natural light.
More natural light, gym. Yep. So that is where we're most probably just about 90% on the design approved.
Yes, we are.
So hopefully by... in the next 2 weeks, that should be all done.
Cool. That's very exciting because it's been
so then, a long time. Then other things like people always happening. We started to remove some of the decals on one of the windows and found one of the windows underneath was cracked to buggery.
Yep, and it's like a 3 meter window.
Yeah, so big 3 meter windows. Pane of glass has to be replaced.
Four people need to move it.
So.
Fun times ahead.
So there's, like I said, there's always something. Always so something. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to have a 4 day weekend.
All right. Yes. Have a rest. Have a rest.
I'm going to have a break.
Fantastic. Now, shop talk for this week is we have got some of the pre-workouts, a new line that came in recently. And we have both had the pleasure.
Well, we've spoke about this last couple of weeks.
We have,
but we've now used these
products. We've used both the new Miracle Labs products, the F'n Pumped and the F-Bomb. I don't want to use the actual words because Ari was getting annoyed of how much he had to censor. So even though it was his idea.
Well, they didn't have the words on here either.
Yeah,
It's just F-Bomb and F'n Pumped.
Yes, but these two are the very high stim and then the non-stim pump product. And the first thing I have to mention is, talk about an American product. This thing is chock full of everything you need, but in way too high of doses. For personal preference, I have used one scoop of the F'n Pumped and one of the other one, the high stim one, and combined, that's 9.5 grams of beta alanine, 550 to 600 milligrams of stimulants, 400 of which being purely caffeine, over 10 grams or near 10 grams of citrulline. It is a crazy, crazy pre-workout bundle, which you shouldn't really do. But me being me, going to excess, I wanted to try it, and let me tell you, I had the best workout of my life on these two. Followed by a rather drastic crash and then a slight period of feeling a little bit off and then plateaued back to normal.
So that's pretty much a roller coaster.
Yeah, it literally was a roller coaster of a ride, and I have now deduced for myself, preferably, I do a half scoop of each and them two together at half scoop. Stronger than Total War, but I still get the same amount of pump as I did if you were to stack Big Noise with it.
Yeah, look, these, if you're going to stack the two together, definitely a half scoop of each.
Yeah.
I've used both. I used a full scoop of just the pump, and I thought that was great.
Yes. Yep.
Good beta alanine tingles, good focus, good pumps, and had the feeling of a pre-workout without the stims. Then I tried a full one scoop serve of this.
Yep.
And it's just way too many stims for me.
Like, it is.
Again, the training part was an issue. Trained really well. It's just the aftermath.
Yep.
Yeah. It was about 4 hours of just not feeling good, feeling lethargic. My heart rate, 90 minutes after training, and all I did was sit in a chair, was still over 90.
And the fun thing, in fact, is you can clarify that because we use Apple. You had the Apple Watch on. Yeah. You actually have data saying, this is where I took it to where it is. If you want to try a pre-workout that literally made me feel anxious but gave me an incredible workout, go for the F-Bomb. If you want something that's going to give you an insane amount of pump, go with the F'n Pumped. I can't fault them, except the fact is it's too much.
I think it's just too much.
In
and
one.
We've said that repeatedly, that anything over 350 milligrams of steams really is too much.
It's way too
much. And it can have an adverse effect, yep. Which is what I felt like afterwards.
Yeah.
But I think if you're combining the two, half a scoop of each.
Yep.
And I think even if you're using the F-bomb, I think even half a scoop, that's still going to give you 250 milligrams of steams. And it's still going to give you a good amount of beta-alanine,
yep.
Good amount of citrulline, everything, and you're going to double the amount of serves.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
So they are available now online and in store, both of which come in a variety of different flavors. Cat Scratch Fever. You've got the other ones, the fruit cocktail. Ari, just throw the flavors up.
Yep.
There's the flavors. Awesome. So they are available now. So try them out or come into the gym. You can try them out. They're going to be available in the kitchen area.
Yeah.
So there's that. Right. Now we have another something. Well, we have something back in... in stock now, not even back in stock, brand new product.
Yeah. We spoke about this last week in that it was coming. That is the Hibernate. By our good friends Red Dragon Nutritionals, yeah. A great Australian company. Last week when I spoke about it, I said I was going to use it, and yep. I've used this all week now,
mm-hmm.
pretty much from last Thursday right up until last night. One scoop, about half an hour before bed. And definitely gives you a really good restful sleep.
Definitely did for myself.
Doesn't now. Knock you out. It just puts you into a good, nice, restful sleep.
Yeah, for myself, having the little 7-month-old who likes to get up every few hours, you told me to give this at least one, give it a try. I gave it a try one night and I had one of the most restful sleeps, well, sleep spurt.
Yeah.
In a long time, and I do like to think of it, hey, maybe it was the Hibernate is the only thing that actually changed, but it did help. I did wake up feeling a bit more rested. I used it again a couple of days after that, and I still felt my stress levels weren't as high. I was feeling I wasn't as anxious. It did really work. It did what it was supposed to do. It did lull you into sleep, like you said. It didn't, you know, give you a knock on the head and hope for the best. It was, you take it, and I would just, you know, sit on the couch, you know, do a little, then watch TV, and you're like, you just feel like you're sinking a little bit. And I'm like, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then you're out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And out very quickly.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. It's $79.95. You're going to get 40 serves.
40 serves. 40 serves. Yes.
And currently comes with one of these cool, what do you call it?
This is a sleep mask.
A sleep mask.
Bring the sleep, the most intense thing you can think about for sleeping. You know, I like to sit there, you know, late at night, about to sleep, have my Hibernate, big whiff of ammonia. And just go, bring the sleep. And I'm sitting there and I'm ready to go. But this is available in apple, blackcurrant and strawberry pineapple for $79.95. Available now, guys. If you find you're having a little trouble sleeping, get onto Hibernate. Might be the thing you're waiting for.
Mm. Yep. I mean, the prime ingredient here, like in all sleep formulas, is ashwagandha.
Yeah, ashwagandha.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Yes.
Resetting your cortisol, everything, which brings you that good sleep.
Exactly. Cool. Yep. Beautiful. We'll just throw these away. I'm adding a new segment. This is a new segment. It's called just a product spotlight.
Okay.
Yep. Ari, can you put like a spotlight there? If he can do that. He can do that. I wanted to talk about my personal favorite pre-workout in the last couple of years, actually a year or so, the Dark Side Pre. Now this is from Dark Side, just called Dark Side, yes?
Yes.
And this pre-workout here is around 300 milligrams of caffeine, 4 grams of beta-citrulline, 3.5 grams of beta-alanine, plus some English walnut, some alpha GPC. So you do get a fairly substantial energy high, I should say, for several hours because of the English walnut. It does increase the half-life of caffeine. So if you're having 300 milligrams or a six-hour period, you'll get the equivalent of maybe 150 over 12. So it's sort of somewhere around those lines. You've got alpha GPC in there, which is great for brain cognition and neuroplasticity, as well as amplifying those mood-like effects of dopamine receptors. And with the 3.5 grams of beta-alanine, I do think you get that nice little hit. That gives it a little buzz that's happened.
I mean, you want that just over 3 grams of beta-alanine to just give you that nice little tingle, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. This is a good, solid pre-workout. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Sorry, was that me?
Stop playing with my cable, Adrian.
Sorry, not your string. Okay, that's not okay.
Yeah, yep. So good, solid pre-workout. Mm-hmm. This comes in a myriad of flavors.
Yes.
I think there's... Eight
flavors.
It must be at least
I don't
flavors,
know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a good solid seller in that people, once they get on the dark side, they come back and buy it,
yep.
which is a
yep.
sign of a good pre-workout. Mm. But you're right. One of my favorites as well, good solid pre-workout, nothing too crazy.
Yep, and
you know, 300 milligrams of caffeine is getting up there.
Yeah,
and I
definitely.
Sort of think, I find with myself, anything over that is
too just, much.
It's too much.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
But this is in stock, and it's available for $69.95 for 25 serves.
Yep.
So give it a go, see how you like it, let us know what you think.
Yeah, excellent pre-workout.
All right. Arnold's. Bodybuilding.
Arnold Classic last week.
Arnold
now, that
Classic.
Was interesting.
Yes, interesting.
We've had a little bit of a discussion.
We have had a little bit of a discussion back there, yep.
Not a debate as such, you know. I was surprised at the result. You were happy at the result.
I was happy.
I'm not upset at the result. I was just surprised.
Yeah.
Because, Samson Dowder won.
He did.
With Nick Walker second, Andrew Jack third, Rami in fourth,
yep.
which I think was... Rami looked great.
Rami looked a lot better than he did at the Olympia.
He looked heaps better.
What, Sean Clarita didn't place fairly high, did he?
Sean Clarita was fifth.
There you go. Okay, so you had... Yeah. Well, that was... Sean next to Rami is just hilarious.
That photo going around
is
hilarious.
You can throw Sean Clarita into Rami and you'll be like, he's a Gundam. A Gundam is like when someone pilots a giant mech suit. Like...
Okay, yeah, I can picture that now.
Yeah, fair enough. So it's like
Rami walking around.
Yeah, and then Sean's
piloting him.
Like Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the thing in the stomach. They're, oh my God, that's great. No, but yeah, Samson, Nick, and Andrew rounded out the top three. I was happy, but just like, I'm not a fan of Nick's physique.
You're not a fan of Nick's physique.
No.
Look, you're right. Nick's physique is not the most pleasing physique, but I'm a fan of Nick. Because he's tried to change his physique. Mm-hmm. I think his waist looked the smallest he's ever looked. But he's never going to change that top-heavy structure that he's got. He's got a long upper body compared to his shorter body, which makes him look a little bit funny. You know? His posing in certain poses let him down. He can't hit a front lat spread, which I thought was weird because he can hit a rear lat spread really well.
Yep.
And I don't understand why you just it's just the same pose, you just turn around.
I don't know, more practice.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, Mr. Top 2 bodybuilder.
He was definitely the most conditioned guy, but I think maybe the Pro League is sending a message to everyone that it's not just about condition.
No. And that brings us, I reckon, to Andrew Jack with third.
Yep.
I do rate Andrew Jack's physique just because he does have that very broad shoulders, very large rib cage, very nice sweeping quads. He's got that nice X frame going on. His posing, however, he was moving too much.
Yeah.
Every single pose he'd nod with. I find that nod is sort of, I'm here, look at me. Once you start doing it, it's really hard to maintain. You look like a chicken. And I think you do it once and that's it. But above all, very happy he plays top three. I want to see how he goes over the next few years.
It'll be interesting to see at the Olympia if he can maintain that momentum. And same with Samson.
Yep.
You know, Andrew, he needs to work on just a little bit from the rear, a bit more arms, and he'll be right up there as a contender.
Yep.
He's certainly a big man, and he's got great shape, great stage presence. I found when I was watching the prejudging, I couldn't not look at him all the time.
Yeah,
and I kept thinking that this guy might win it, you know.
I like that. I like the way they're going to do that, and that's the way bodybuilding is going. I'm very happy for that. Very happy.
Yeah. Look, Samson, I was telling you before that I wasn't on the Samson train before, and I really couldn't understand the hype. To me, he was a great bodybuilder.
Yep.
But he was just another bodybuilder.
Mm.
But obviously, the judges like what they see in him.
Yep.
Massive improvements considering he was sixth at the Olympia.
Yeah, very large improvements. And, you know, coming
in. All of these guys in the top four were top four.
Yeah.
Oh, except Jack, he was eighth at the Olympia. Mm. So massive strides by those two. Rami, is he done?
I think so.
I think the judges are sending a clear message that we don't like your physique anymore.
Yeah, we're done now. Well, we want to play with something new.
No, and there's nothing else he can really do. He's not, you know, he's not going to downsize because Rami's Rami because of his size.
His name's Big Rami. It's not Rami.
No.
Small Rami.
No.
It's Sean Clarita.
If that's the case, it's a fast downfall
Yep.
from the top.
Still, he still it goes in the history books as an Olympia holder. That's still something.
Two-time Mr. Olympia, definitely, you know. And look, he could have easily been second or third at this Arnold Classic. Yep. He wasn't. He was improved from the Olympia. He managed to fix some of his little anomalies. His lower back still is really weird. It's very, like he's got half a back.
Very, very high insertions for his lats. Very high insertion points. So it makes it look flat and then lat.
Yeah.
That's genetic. He can't save that, unfortunately.
Anyway, interesting. Ramon won the classic.
It looked skinless.
Second, which was pretty much clear cut. Yeah. Even weeks out, you know, there was those two, and then there was everyone else.
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
well.
Urs, I still like Urs, but he's starting to me look like he's bottom heavy, like his quads are becoming more dominant.
Okay.
He needs to bring more upper body size. And apparently, he's still got a couple of few kilos
in the classic. He's definitely got a few more kilos to gain, definitely.
But Ramon, definitely the most complete, looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Great classic competitor.
Yep.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap for everything like that. Now, I have here this week on social media. Because it's pet peeve time. We've been teasing it. Yay.
Woo, here we go. Ari can cut half of this stuff out most probably.
Yep, more than likely. Okay, so.
I'm just for the light ride here.
Okay. Now, I'm on TikTok now. Okay. I've got a TikTok, so I've started to watch that sort of thing. And I can see the algorithm now. I can see, like, you start watching a little bit and they go, now you like more fitness stuff, more this, that, and the
other. Speaking of that, I'll just digress a little bit. Did you see the US Parliament wants to introduce a bill to actually ban TikTok?
Really?
They've banned TikTok from all government phones now. So if you're in a government position, you are not allowed to have TikTok on your phone.
Okay, okay, yep.
But apparently a bill has been introduced to like, totally in America ban TikTok.
Very interesting. Okay, well, that's not... All right, that is what it is.
Carry on.
It was the highest used website last year. Higher than Google.
Yep.
TikTok was used more than Google. That's horrifying. Because everything's like, you want to learn how to change a light bulb, you Google it, how to change a light bulb.
Yep.
People go onto TikTok, how to change a light bulb, and you'll pretty good. They're saying, this is how you change a light bulb, and they put it in the microwave. And that sort of thing. I don't know. But anyway... Fitness and TikTok. FitTok, as it's called. I'm seeing a lot of personal trainers.
You're playing with my cable again.
Sorry. I'm just so excited.
My cable is way too long.
It's just flapping, isn't it? I'm seeing a lot of PTs now, specifically on TikTok, preaching that lifting lighter weight using time and intention is more beneficial to muscle growth than actually trying to apply progressive overload lifting heavy weight. Just because it is under the fact of you're just throwing heavy weights around.
Yeah. I just throw heavy weights around too.
Yeah. Like, do you know
nothing.
Yeah, I casually pick up 100 kilos and just throw it above my head.
Look, I'm going to stop you there and say right now that every single person I know who's bigger than me is stronger than me.
Fair enough. However,
why are they stronger than me? Because they're lifting more weight than me. Yeah, why are they bigger than me? Because they're lifting more weight than me. It's simple.
What if I told you to take your squat back down from what 150 you're doing now for a couple of singles? If I told you to bring it back down to say, I don't know, 30 kilograms, and then I want you to focus on purely time and attention. I want you to do a 10-second eccentric phase. I want you to hold it for 5 seconds. I want to push you back up for 10 seconds. And I want you to do that, and I want you to try gaining muscle.
No.
Why not?
Because there is no tension or stress on that muscle whatsoever.
It's nowhere near the amount of stress you're causing in that one rep.
No.
I think you're training to be weak. And that is a great segue into what I'm next going to talk about. I put a video on my Instagram yesterday. It's at AM from AM. If Ari, you want to give me a little bit of a... There it is right there.
Well, I'll go quickly.
Yeah.
Just going back to that.
Sure.
So... I have been doing powerlifting now pretty much a year.
Yes.
It was about this time last year.
Yes.
Remember I said I'm going to do a powerlifting
course. Yes, I remember.
So I started on a structured powerlifting regime.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing on the three lifts, obviously, but then doing accessory work as well.
Yes, as you do.
Now, in that time, my squat, I started my first powerlifting program at a 60-kilo squat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
60 kilos. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
I do a 12-week build-up, basically. So starting light, adding weight every week, building up.
Yep.
12 weeks, hitting a one or two single, trying to beat the previous max.
Okay. Yep.
So my squat has gone from that 60 kilos to 151 kilos for a solid, deep powerlifting rep.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But then looking, going back, I've gone to 140 for five, etc. So, and that's because I added weight and progressive overload.
Yeah. So
now my deadlift has gone from a 180 kilo deadlift on a good day for a single.
Yep.
To finishing my last program on 180 for four, three, two, one, one.
It's like your body's adapted.
Bench press has gone from a paused single. So we're talking again, a powerlifting bench, touch the chest, pause, push it up.
Yep.
Pause single from 75 kilos to 95 kilos in 12 months.
Yep. 15 kilo increase.
20 kilo.
20 kilo increase, yeah. But what if I told you lifting less and doing it for more was better?
No.
But what if you took every bit of weight away and just used your body? Like, okay, instead of doing, you know, that 150 kilo squat, just go back to no weight, all right? And I want you to do go down and up for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's your program.
No, I would lose all my strength.
Exactly. Your body would adapt and you would become weaker.
Weaker.
You would train to be weaker, which That's is right. not what we're in this game to do. It's called weight training, i.e. lifting weight better each and every week. You're training to lift weight better. You'll never see a volleyball player go out and go, I'm going to perform only 10 spikes today. I did 30 yesterday, but only 10 today.
Yep.
No, they're going to keep trying to do their best. Deloading. You're a fan of deloading,
well,
you said.
Well, my programs work on a 12-week cycle. So when I finish that 12-week cycle at week 12, then I'll go back and start week one again. And it is deloading for the first 3 or 4 weeks where I'm going back to a lighter weight. So, but every time I go back and start my program, I started 5 kilos higher than I started the last program.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the last program at week one started squat 90 kilos, the next time the program starts, I'll start at 95 kilos and then adding 5 kilos. Yeah. On benches, I work on a smaller increment, obviously. Deadlifts, I work on 5 kilos as well.
Yep.
So, yeah. So for the first 5, even 6 weeks, it's technically a deload. The weights that I'm working on are moving fast, but that's what I'm focusing on as well. I'm working on speed, control, depth, etc. By week 6 and 7, the weights start getting progressively heavier, and I am now starting to really like push each rep, each set.
Yep. Yeah, I think a lot of people's training intensity don't match the amount of their deload tide they're having.
Yeah,
it's like I've trained hard for 3 weeks. I'm deloading today.
Yeah.
Train hard to this week. I'm going to do a deload. People deload way too frequently.
I agree. Too frequently. Like I said, I do every 12 weeks.
I think listen to your body, but I don't believe you have your intensity and high enough in order to need a deload after 2 weeks, especially if you're a natural competitor.
Yep.
I followed trained by JP, Jordan Peterson.
Yep.
You watch how that guy trains.
I follow him.
He is one of the strongest people I've ever seen, and he does it every single day.
That's right.
You know how often he deloads? Once every 3 months until he can't get any heavier on that exercise and moves on.
Yep.
Look at the size of him.
That's right.
He is not a tall man,
no,
but he's a very dense man, and this man is strong, and I want to be as strong as him, so I'm going to try to be as strong as him.
Yep.
I'm going to work myself up to doing, you know, an extra plate here and there every single day until I'm as strong as Jordan Peterson. It's not going to happen, but I'm going to try. And my body is going to adapt and become bigger and stronger in order for me to match those weights.
Yep.
If I'm lifting 80 kilos heavier, my body is going to reflect that I'm 80 kilos heavier.
That's right.
It will. If I'm going to lift 80 kilos lighter, my body will reflect that I'm lifting 80 kilos lighter.
Yep.
Deload when you need it. Not when you feel like it.
That's right.
That's a huge training point. I have another pet peeve here.
Quickly, because we're most probably going to...
We're at 24 minutes.
Yeah, but you've got basically 2 minutes.
Yeah. well, then I'm going to leave that one there then, because that's another hole in of itself.
Yeah, well, we'll leave that here.
Yes.
Leave it here on the table and we'll run it next week.
Yeah, but that is really all for today's episode.
Yeah, look, you're right about the training. I see all this on, you know, and I see people yep. shaking my head at stuff that people are posting on.
Mm.
You know, yeah. And they're posting stuff that is just wrong and misinformation.
Just keep it simple. You know, the anagram is KISS. That's keep it simple, stupid. Or is it acronym? It's an acronym. Mm. Keep it simple, apply progressive overload, train to become stronger, recover when you need it, and just slowly do that over 10 years.
That's right.
And you'll become stronger, you'll be bigger, you'll be faster than you were then.
Exactly.
So
on that note.
That note.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. This episode, as per normal, is brought to you by Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle, the gym, and Australian Muscle online.
With free Australia delivery over $20.
Over $20. Mm. It's free delivery.
It's good.
Thanks guys for all your support. We had a great Super Saturday. Our online sales are really cranking. So much love to everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya. Bye-bye.